السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. I have to repeat my salam again. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها، وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the masjid and Muslim cannot stay apart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent down Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam onto this earth, immediately he sent down Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam and commanded Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, who was the first person, human being, onto the surface of the earth, to build a house for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because our existence in this world is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the main purpose of our life. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created insan and jinn but for my worship. So this is the main object of our existence in this world. Now, how and where to worship, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed. It's not I worship as I want, as my time, in my place. No. The moment Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came down, then Jibreel alayhi salam followed him and shown him that center place of the whole world, Makkatul Mukarramah, and helped him to build a house. How it was, the structure wise, we don't know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nas lilladhi bi-Bakkah mubarakah wa hudan lil-alamin. First house for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been built in Makkatul Mukarramah. Bakkah means Makkah. And this is why it is said, all the masajid of the world, wherever is going to be till the Yawm al-Qiyamah, they are linked to Baytullah. They are banatu Baytullah. They are the daughters of the Kaabatullah. Wherever, musalla or masjid, in any part of the world. That is why it is said, when the rahmah and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends every day, it descends on Kaabatullah, because it is the house of Allah. And from there, it distributed all the masajid of the world. The noor and blessing and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divided from Baytullah to all the masajid and musalla of the world. And then that's the reason why when our Rasulullah, this is to build a masjid, it is the great sunnah of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Like Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, after the flood, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam rebuilt it again. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam with the assistance of his son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. Then this side, Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam started Masjid al-Aqsa, then completed by Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. So you can see, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, he had his family, he had his kids with him. But in that new city, in that new area, in that new territory, he was not worried about his family. When we move to somewhere, we look for the apartment or the house for our family to settle down, some shelter. Here, the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the moment he entered in Medina Munawwara, his first worry and concern was not to have shelter or house for his own family. He did not care about it. His concern was how I can build priority is given to purchase the land and the build the Masjid Nabawi there. First Masjid in Madinah Munawwara. Now it shows the importance of the Masjid. And it is great Sunnah to help and assist to build a Masjid. That's why the very famous hadith you hear over and over again, Mammana Masjidna Lillahi Banallahu Lahu Baytan Fil Jannah, or Kama Qala Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whoever build the house of Allah in this dunya, in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build the palace for him in paradise, in return, exchange. To participate in the building structure of the Masjid, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the great reward, it is the great sunnat of Anbiya alayhi salam, as I said. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purchased the land and he paid for it, although Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and some other sahaba wanted to pay, he said, no, I'm going to pay from my own pocket. And then he helped the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum carrying the mud and clay and palm tree and all. He was working as a labor with sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. His clothes was dirty, his body was full of mud. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala couldn't see it. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe you as our prophet. You are our messenger. We brought iman on you. You are our leader. You don't have to take part physically. Just sit down, brother, here in front of us. Instruct us, guide us how to build, how to do it. And we are willing to do it. But you don't have to carry the burden and mud on your shoulder and on your head. You please sit down here. We can't see you with the full of mud. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to them, this is the house of Allah. I am not building house for myself, for my family. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to take part and I want to get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you people are willing to get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I also wish, as a Nabi of Allah, to take part in the building of Kaaba, Masjid of Allah. So, taking part physically and financially, both are great sunnat of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the prophets. Physically and financially, both way, you will get the reward for that. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized and encouraged the ummah to build the masajid as many as they can. Even in the time of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith, that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was alive, he encouraged the Sahaba to build another masajid in Madinah Munawwara, other than Masjidun Nabi. Masjidun Nabi used to be the main masjid, and in the some different streets, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu built the masajid. According to one riwayat, 7 or 9 masajid were in existence in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinah Munawwara, other than Masjidun Nabawi. Now people going for Hajj and Umrah, they can see there are so many masajid. In fact, in every street of Makkah Mukarramah, every street of Madinah Munawwara, in little distance you will find another masjid. In little distance you find another masjid. Other than Kaabatullah, other than Masjid Nabawi. In the Haramain Sharifain, there are so many masajid. Alhamdulillah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged to build the masjid. As many, so it will be convenient for the Sahaba who living distant from the Masjidun Nabawi, so they can pray Salat conveniently nearby their houses in their street for the convenience. But to come to the Masjid, it is so important. And there was, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Ummah to make the Masjid clean and make it fragrance. Like in Saudi Arabia, if you go, Masjid have fragrance, tukhur, every Friday. We don't have that custom over here. But that is the great sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepted Imraz. He was from Yemen. When he embraced Islam and he came to Madinah Munawwara, he found the masjid is very dark after sunset. There was no system of electricity or lantern in Masjidun Nabawi. So for the Maghrib and Isha and Fajr Salat, they used to pray in the dark. So when Hazrat Tamim radiallahu ta'ala anhu came from Yemen, is a well-organized, civilized country and city. So he found, how come the house of Allah is in dark? So because he used to have some kind of lanterns in his country, in his city, so he purchased some lanterns from there and brought into Masjidun Nabawi and hanged it. First time in the roof of the Masjid, Masjidun Nabawi, it was lightened, it was brightened. And he didn't ask Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam what he did for it. He just quietly he came and he placed the lanterns in the Masjid, Masjidun Nabawi, and he kept quiet. When Rasulullah Sallam came for Maghrib Salah, he found the house of Allah is brightened, shining. Before never used to be. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, who did this? Who did this? He was so happy over there. So they say there's a newcomer who just embraced Islam. His name is Tamim. So call him, call him. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embraced him, praised him, and expressed his love. You have done such a great job among the Sahaba, no one did till now. You are the first person to enlighten the house of Allah, to make the convenient for the Musallis. Now they can see each other, they can see, you know, they can pray nicely. Then he said, I wish if I would have a daughter, I would get married with you. This is the encouragement for the person who brightened, enlightened the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To that extent. There was an old lady, Abyssinian lady, who used to clean the masjid, Masjidun Nabawi, you know, and she was an unknown lady, not well to know, poor. So when she died, when she passed away at night. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum just gave the ghusl and buried her during the night, and they did not, you know, thought to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in midnight to trouble him and spoil his sleep. So quietly they took her janaza to Masjidul Jannatul Baqi and buried. Next morning after Fajr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who is that lady? Where is that lady who used to clean the masjid? Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, last night she passed away. We performed Salatul Janaza during the night and we buried her. Rasulullah SAW became upset. And then instructed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that anyone dies in Madinah Munawwara, please inform me so I can take part in Janaza, in the burial. That is all the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take part in janaza, in burial. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, show me where is his qabr, where is his grave, where is her grave. So Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu took him to the grave of that old lady. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed salatul janaza on her grave and made dua, maghfirat for her. And then he turned towards Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in and informed them that last night I have seen this lady in Jannah, in paradise. Because she used to try to clean the house of Allah. She used to try to make the house of Allah tidy and clean. Because of her this action, although in the community she was insignificant, no one knew about her, a normal lady. But because she has concern to keep the clean the house of Allah, Allah loved that act. And as soon as she died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted her Jannah and show his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. It shows, my brothers and sisters, how important is to take care of the house of Allah, the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become pleased when a person come to the masjid. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من غدا إلى المسجد أو راحة أعد الله له في الجنة نزلا كلما غدا أو راحة أو كما قال متفق عليه حديث المسلم in Bukhari Sharif. That whoever goes to the masjid early morning for Fajr in darkness and at night for Maghrib and Isha, these are the two important times when people get lazy, they stay home. Generally, commonly, all the masajid of the world, are empty for their time and they are empty for Isha time. Generally. So, whoever goes towards masjid in the morning and late night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared the palace for him in Jannah for every morning, for every evening. So just remember, just imagine how many times, two times a day if you come, the whole month is 60 palaces. For whole year, 365 times two. There's many palaces a person will have if he goes to the masjid in the early morning and in the late night. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, very prominent sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man sarrahu, whoever wants and pleases him, ay yalqa Allah ghadan musliman, that he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow, meaning on the day of Qiyamah, in the state of Islam. He must be Muslim. When he raised in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, his iman should be preserved." Who doesn't like it? Who doesn't like it? Everyone love it. What is the way to get it? فَلْيُحَافِظْ هَاُولَٰئِ الصَّلَوَاتِ. Then he must be careful of all five times salat in the masjid as long as he live in this world. He should be punctual to come to the five times salawat, plural, not salat, not chosen salat, just maghrib or just one salat. No, all salawat. حَيْسُ يُنَادَى بِهِنَّ, as the adhan is given to that places. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَرَعَ لِنَبِيَكُمْ سُنَّنُ الْهُدَى. Because Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has laid out some ways, some sunnah for your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّهُنَّ سُنَّنُ الْهُدَى. And one of the sunnah of Huda is the masajid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ أَنَّكُمْ, then he warned, وَلَوْ أَنَّكُمْ صَلَّيْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ كَمَا يُصَلِّ هَذَا الْمُتَخَلَّفِ فِي بَيْتِهِ. And if you start praying your salat, you claiming yourself, I am a Muslim, I am born Muslim, but your action is proving against of it, and you start praying your salat at home, كَمَا يُصَلِّ هَذَا الْمُتَخَلَّفِ, like this person, he gave the example of that munafiq who used to pray salat in his house, لَتَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ. So you are losing or giving away or ignoring the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah never prayed salat in the house. Make it clear. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never prayed salat in his house. Even in his last period, when he was so weak, he couldn't walk by himself. He was dragging his legs. He put to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Ali and Ibn Hazrat Abdullah Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas' son, and with their assistance he came to the masjid. Sahaba saw him, he could not even walk properly, his leg was dragging in the masjid. So Sahaba put him into the front row, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was leading, he was the imam, and Rasulullah SAW prayed behind him, but he prayed in the masjid with congregation. That is a great lesson for the ummah till the Yawm al-Qiyamah, that salat is wajib upon the people to pray in the masjid, not at home. So he warned, if you start praying your salat at home like this person is praying, then you're going to lose and you're going to ignore one great sunnah of your prophet. وَلَوْ تَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ لَوْ تَلَلْتُمْ. And if you are going to leave and ignore the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from your life, you will be astray, you will be misguided, you will not be on right path. وَمَا مِنْ رَجُلٍ, and every person, يَتَطَهَّرُ, make and perform the wuzu at home with this intention that he's going to go to the masjid. This is the encouragement that we should make our wuzu at home. فَيُحْسِنُ الطُّهُورُ, and he perform the proper wuzu. ثُمَّ يَعْمُدُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ مِنْ هَذِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, then he get intention to go to the masjid to pray salat with congregation. إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لُهُ بِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ يَقْتَهُوَ حَسَنَةً وَيَرْفَهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً وَيَحُطُ بِهَا حَسَنَةً سَيِّئَةً. Three benefits on every step you coming to the masjid. Three benefits. Every step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you one reward. elevate your status one level high and remove or erase your sin. Three things happening together for every step you coming to the masjid and going back to the masjid. Another riwayat, Rasulullah SAW said, a person performing wudu at home and coming to the masjid is like a person who putting on his ihram and going for hajj and umrah. That much of sawab and reward a person will get. Then Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu saying that we have seen that وَمَا يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا مُنَافِقْ مَعْلُومُ النِّفَاقِ. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one dare to perform salat at home except that whose nifaq and hypocrisy was exposed already. People knew that he is a munafiq. He used to be lazy, he used to stay home. Other than that, a true believer in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never used to perform salat at home. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ الرَّجُلُ يُؤْتَى بِهِ يُحَادَ بَيْنَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ حَتَّى يُقَامَ فِي الصَّفْ. And if a person is so sick, he cannot come by himself, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go and help him to bring to the masjid and put him onto the musalla. This is how important, my brothers, is to perform the salat with congregation in the masjid. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you pray salat at home, you will get only one salat, one reward. But if same salat you perform with the congregation in the masjid, Allah will increase 25 to 27 times. First 25, then Allah said, okay, 27. For every salat, 27. And you are losing all these rewards just by laziness. You just have to ignite the key and come to the masjid. You don't even have to. Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu ta'ala was a blind sahabi. Real excuse. He said, Ya Rasulullah, during the day I can manage. At night, for Fajr and Isha, I cannot manage. I live far away from the Masjid al-Nabawi. There is no one to bring me in the darkness of the night. Can I pray at home? Good excuse. Relevant. Rasulullah says, okay, you are blind, you can pray at home. Then as he was going happily, that Rasulullah granted him permission, Rasulullah called him back. Come here. Can you hear the azan? Because Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala's voice was very loud. Without mic system, his azan used to be heard in throughout the Medina Munawwara. You see, yeah? Every day, every salat time, I hear the voice of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who's giving azan. I can hear it at my home. Although it's a far distance from Masjid al-Nabawi. I can hear the voice. Rasulullah SAW said, for ajib, then you have to respond. If you're hearing the azan, you have to respond. So that's how important, my brothers and sisters, is to pray salat with the congregation in the masjid. Now people will say, today we can't even hear the azan outside of the gate, so it's not wajib upon us. No, you can't cheat with Allah, you can't play with Allah. We all have the fixed time. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the watch was not there, the clock was not there. Right? They don't have fixed time, 1:30 and 6:45 and all. This is, we did it. So now we know exact 5-time prayer salat. We have the schedule in our house. On website is available. So there is no excuse. I don't know what time is Isha and what time is Maghrib and what time is Fajr in my masjid. You should know all the 5-time time for the Jamaat, and you should come for the masjid. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. So brothers are here, Brother Aman and his team here from the Vacaville. Alhamdulillah, after a long time they were trying. Finally, they got the permission from the city. Alhamdulillah, they're going to build a very beautiful 3-story house, masjid in Vacaville. They got a plan, everything, inshallah. After the sunnah, he will explain you. Please, my humble appeal to everyone, generously, for the sake of Allah, for every penny, every dollar you pay for the house of Allah, you will be rewarded for that in hereafter by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So open your heart, open your mind, open your wallet, inshallah. Contribute towards this great job. Of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.